Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Paul Gambaccini with the best of the worst of Christmas records. We call it The Folly and the Ivy. Consider this great one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, taken for a ride he never expected by wounded John Scott Krieg, who sounded like he was in pain. While most of us are making merry at Christmas, some people are making money, or at least trying to. They're the ones who think there's a lot of green to be made this time of year. Not mistletoe, dough. And all they have to do is come up with a clever Christmas record. They don't realize that of all the records to be number one at Christmas, only 5 in Britain and 5 in America have specifically been about the holidays. But that won't stop the record business. The flow of attempts at novelty hits keeps coming like it always has. This one dates back to 1957, and it features some of music's greatest talents being silly. Bobby Darin and Don Kirshner wrote it. Eddie Cochran played guitar on the Holly Twins record, I Want Elvis for Christmas.
Well,
my heart lit up like a Christmas tree. So please, please, Elvis, sing Christmas to me. And if you want, grand on the Monterey, yeah, we're partying all the time. Well, if you ain't here for Christmas, then you ain't no friend of mine. If only you can hear what we're saying, if Santa Claus can hear us praying, there isn't anything that we wouldn't pay if you could be here every on Christmas Day. And if you want, I'll be here so lonely, baby. I'll be here so lonely. It's
great Lord affair. So don't be cool and not the tender. Don't give me those blues. Come back, baby. I wanna play house and find it's not to step on your blue straight shoes. I want you, I need you, I love you. There ain't nobody above you. Won't you listen to my unified plea? Please, please, Elvis, sing Christmas with me. And if you won't, you ain't not the reindeer. Fuckin' over time. But if you ain't here for Christmas, then you ain't no friend of mine. So Elvis, sing Christmas with me.
If you spotted Bobby Darin's songwriting genius and Eddie Cochran's guitar wizardry during the last 2 minutes, you were listening to another station. Still, those two men were involved with the Holly Twins' I Want Elvis for Christmas, a 1957 single that obviously tried to cash in on Presley's peak of popularity. If it worked, or in this case didn't work, for Elvis, why not for the Beatles when they were breaking on the scene? They probably would have broken up if they heard this one, a 1963 classic by Dora Bryan.
Christmas comes once a year, they really all the same. I never know just what I want, it really is a shame. Yesterday I saw something that is my pride and joy. I want it for Christmas, it's a real live Liverpool boy. All I want for Christmas is a Beatle. Not a teddy bear, just a Beatle. I told Mum that nothing else could do. There are four, so she can have one too. I don't care whichever one she gets me. Ringo, Paul, John, George, they're all the same. There's nothing else I really want for Christmas. So, Mama, please do help me get my wish. Don't tell Dad, I don't think he'll agree to a beetle hanging on my Christmas tree. But if I know I'm really going to have one, then I know my life will be complete. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come, 'cause all I want for Christmas is a beetle. Oh, the girls are really going to love me when I introduce them as my Christmas toy.
All I Want for Christmas is a Beatle by Dora Bryan, sounding a bit like Hilda Baker on acid. That record actually reached number 20 in 1963, incredible proof of the unprecedented popularity of the Fab Four. The single wouldn't have sold more than 10 copies if it had been All I Want for Christmas is a Sex Pistol or All I Want for Christmas is a member of St. Winifred's School Choir. Speaking of 1980s most successful singing youngsters, I must point out that I do love children. It's just when they sing off-key that I can't stand it. Here are a couple of examples of records obviously designed to be lovely and cute kiddie chorus numbers, but when the singing goes off, so do we. One of these misfits is by an international superstar. The other is by a well-intentioned newcomer, Chris Hamill, who in 1980 has released a Christmas with Kids single called, imaginatively enough, It's Christmas.
I've just seen a friend who told me that she loved me when she said these words to me.
It's Christmas, it's time to have some fun. So get out, be merry.
It's a wonderful gesture that the royalties from that record are being donated to charity. It's just too bad there won't be many royalties. But no matter how off-putting that record was, it can't hold a Christmas candle next to this one. Chris and the kids were obviously newcomers, so they had an excuse. Charles Aznavour has been an international star for over two decades. He should have known better than to release our next track. I'll be careful not to condemn the lyrics, because they were written by one of Britain's leading critics, and there's no telling if he's listening. Happy Christmas, sir. But what the Frenchman Aznavour is doing singing a song called Christmas Calypso, and those kids...
Baby born on Christmas Day, the stable are away. Bells were ringing, people singing, Christmas Calypso. Now on Ireland in the sun, we call the Holy One. Palm trees swaying, steel bands playing, Christmas Calypso. Pretty girl in sunny street, swaying to Jamaica beat. Brown skin darling, carnivaling, Christmas calypso. People black and white and brown, sing and dance through Kingston town, celebrating, jubilating, Christmas calypso.
Calypso, Charles, Calypso. Charles Aznavour, famed for his sensitive and emotional ballads, with a holiday number about as sensitive and emotional as a cement mixer, Christmas Calypso. One would think that a Frenchman would know better than to sing Harry Belafonte style. It's as if Basil Brush were to star in Hamlet, or if Larry Grayson tried to sing. Come to think of it, 5 years ago, Larry Grayson did try to sing.
That's a very pretty tune you're playing, Dennis.
A friend of mine wrote it to me, Larry. He even asked Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra to record it. He'd like you to do it.
He'd like me to do it? Why, I'm overwhelmed, Dennis. I'm cock a goof again. Have you got the words there?
I have.
Well, pass them over and stop looking so you don't bow. Oh, they look very good. Let's swing to the verse. Farmer Brown went to town one day, the sights of the city to see. He met a young widow, and strange to say, fell madly in love with her that very day. And then to the lady's delight, he popped her the question outright. Who's stuffing your turkey this Christmas? Oh, tell me, I'd like to know now. Who's going to give you a Christmas kiss under your mistletoe bough? And who will be getting the present from under your very own tree? Who's stuffing your turkey this Christmas? Darling, please let it be me.
Who's Stuffing Your Turkey This Christmas? A 1975 mistake by Larry Grayson. It makes me wince to hear him mince. And, oh my, it really is a gay day.
Now, gather round, kids, and I'll tell you all about it. Ready? The Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer, they used to laugh and call him names. And they'd never let Paul Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, when to guide my sleigh tonight. And then how the reindeers loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Now I'm going to text you. You ready?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
What did he have?
And if you ever saw it,
what did he say?
You didn't say it, no. All of the other reindeer.
What did he do?
They never let poor Rudolph
run.
John Inman putting his personal dainty touch on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that's the second time the poor beast has appeared in our program of the best of the worst of Christmas. For some reason, the song has appealed to artists in every camp, and not just John Inman. Ever since Gene Autry took it to number one in the States at Christmas time, 1949, people have been wanting to do Rudolph in their own style. He's certainly done here as the gangsters take Rudolph for a reggae ride. To pretend that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the only Christmas chestnut to be chomped on by insensitive interpreters, consider this current release. It was a black day when the Yobs recorded White Christmas. Too much turkey there. The Yobs are the Fowls. They were undoubtedly inspired by this.
Yeah.
Silent Night by the Dickies, one of their speed it up as fast as you can versions of classic songs. It was actually their first chart record. The only other hit single of Silent Night was by Bing Crosby in 1952. What a supergroup that would have been, Bing and the Dickies. Well, it wasn't to be, but two chart artists did get together for this holiday horror. Big D. Irwin and Little Eva recorded their version of this Yuletide standard after the Locomotion Girl had helped out the Happy Being Fat Man on Swinging on a Star. But whereas their duet on the hit was charming, they sound strained and slightly off-key on the Christmas song. Christmas song by Big D. Irwin and Little Eva, a masterpiece of misinterpretation. Here's another soulful hitmaker who got cracked at Christmas. Huey Piano Smith, legendary for Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, got really sick when he tried "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Old Fat Fat Nick will soon be there. Coming down the chimney, making lots of noise.
Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
A tiny old fellow with lots of power.
Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
Santa does the boogie woogie, courtesy of Huey Piano Smith. We've already heard Christmas crackers punk, reggae, and soul style. We can't overlook this.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a great day new year. We burn sweet light on a big shot of fire. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a great day new year. While more children their locks one night in early barber shops. Elves I ain't in a old kind down and I began the job. I left the woods without a wear. There is no snow and cold. The nine boys didn't suit them now. So skinny they were cold. The angels rode all on their bikes, all looking very blue. An ant boy woods and waters are the best of enemies. On the 12th day of Christmas, my birthday gave to me. 12 pots of brew cream, 11 pairs of pink socks, 10 knuckle dusters, 9 pairs of drain pipe, 8 straight jackets, 7 pairs of creepers, 6 Elvis albums, 5 birthday stripes, 4 pretty shirts, 3 new coats, 2 leather belts, and a brown flaky Yankee limousine. Yeah.
We wish you a Teddy Christmas by Nick Satan, a rocker's record to make any Ted change into a mod. That kind of rock and roll treatment of holiday standards is almost enough to make someone angry. Well, on this record, an Elvis version of a Christmas classic does make someone mad, and that someone is Adolf Hitler. Since there is no record of Elvis ever having given a dictator's command performance for the Führer, both men must be played by Freddie Starr.
Right, you will all come out of your billets now and sing the song about Christmas. Because as you know, at Christmas time, everybody is happy, yeah? That's good, now. That is right. Because tomorrow I am going to conquer Poland. My little children, what a white Christmas. Good, good, good. Just like the ones we used, you used to know.
That was me, baby.
What is your name?
My name is Elvis of Pelvisy. I mean, I got my backing group here and things, so just want to get some boogaloo. I think it's sung wrong.
What do you mean it's sung wrong?
I think it should be something differently, baby. Something like this. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Listen, man, what's your ass more? What's the matter with you?
Shoot him! Now!
Man, you shot me in my lip.
White Christmas, done in awesomely bad taste by Freddie Starr, who is not much of a singer even when he's doing straight songs. Perhaps Freddie should stick to the spoken word. There are certainly enough examples of terrible talk.
A Christmas pudding. Into the basin put the plums. Stir about, stir about, stir about. Next the good white flour comes. Stir about, stir about, stir about. Sugar and peel and eggs and spice. Stir about, stir about, stir about. Mix them and fix them and cook them twice. Stir about, stir about, stir about.
The Christmas Pudding, a lighthearted poem given a solemn reading by a wisely anonymous layman recording for Blackwell's. But since he was probably an amateur, he had mitigating circumstances on his side. This artist had already sold several million records when he let loose this travesty.
Merry Christmas. This is Paul Anka sending you my own personal greetings for the holiday season. Ever since I can remember, Christmas has been my favorite time of the year. Here as everywhere, it is a time when people of all faiths celebrate the Nativity and give thanks for the good things of life. We exchange gifts with our loved ones, send our friends Christmas cards, and raise our voices in song. I call this album It's Christmas Everywhere, because it is dedicated to my friends in every country of the world. I have traveled a lot in the last few years, and wherever I went, I've met thousands of wonderful people. It is always a good feeling for me to visit you wherever you live. to sing for you in your country, just to say hello to you myself. I'm spending this Christmas with my family, with my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, and my little dog. They join me in this Christmas message to you, wherever you may be. I wish you well, and may God be with you always. I look forward to all being together for many years, and hope my songs of Christmas cheer will bring you pleasure and bring us much closer together.
The only artist who's ever pulled off an obviously sincere and emotional spoken Christmas greeting is Phil Spector. Paul Anka did not achieve it. Of course, he is 20 years older now than when we recorded that track. Old enough to try again. Spare the thought. We've been listening to the best of the worst of Christmas for about 34 minutes now, and if you think this program is going to the dogs, you're right. Jingle Bells by The Singing Dogs, the only top 20 hit ever recorded by a non-human. It actually was an international smash in 1955, and bigger than anything Bow Wow Wow have released so far. It's a wonderful example of something not just awful, not just different, but a record that is positively bizarre. And what about this one?
Was the night before Christmas on an Irish rooftop. Santa Claus made his very first stop. Not a sound could be heard, well, hardly a peep, as a mother was rocking her babby to sleep.
Thank you.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and under the sky, poor Santa Claus stands with a tear in his eye. The music sure sent him, and here is the proof. In rockin' and rollin', he fell off of the roof.
Santa Claus rolled, and his reindeer rocked by the Mountaineers. Is there no respect for authority anymore? The Mountaineers have Santa Claus falling off the roof, and a group called Mechanical Horse Trough have him losing his trousers.
Up in the west, it's a frozen north, in the land of the Eskimo, where hot dogs sell a million, but ice cream sellers never go. There's nothing much to see up there, however far you roam, but that's the place that our dear Santa chose to make his home. On the night of December 24th, it's very busy he's kept, for he'd been working all that day, and soundly now he slept. Took the cry of his reindeer to awaken him in time. But as he jumped into his suit, he realized the awful crime. Oh, Santa's lost his trousers, someone's pinched him off the line. Give them back for his sake, he's running out of time. If he hits them with their parcels and their ginger beer, for Santa will be on the know when Christmas comes next year. That this will happen, Christmas Eve has been such bliss. I guess there's nothing for it, I just have to go like this. And his faithful reindeer Rudolph had to agree with that. But Santa couldn't quite decide just where to wear his hat. Oh, Santa's lost his trousers, someone's pissed him off the line. Give them back for his sake, he's running out of time. If the kids don't get their parcels and their ginger beer, for Santa will be on the dole and Christmas comes next year.
One can see the thought process involved in Let's Do a Punk Version of Silent Night or Let's Do a Song About Elvis for Christmas. But how do you ever think up When Santa Lost His Trousers? How deranged do you have to be? To get the answer, we'd have to ask the artists, Mechanical Horse Trough. But since there's no way of tracing them down, and even if we did find them, they'd probably deny all involvement, we'll have to go in search of an act that has released an off-the-wall record this Christmas. How did Elmo and Patsy ever get the idea for Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning, at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead, and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, Elmo and Patsy's candidate for the Christmas Clinker of 1980. Here's another contender, a single from Father Guido Sarducci, an American comedian from the Saturday Night Live program that gave us John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. You would think that a novelty record by a comedian would be funny, right? Wrong.
Be fun. You won't see me having none. I can't wait Christmas to pass. I sure hope time goes fast. Christmas is the time of year for mistletoe and lots of cheer. But for me, all I can say is I can't wait till it goes away. I won't be twisting. Christmas
Father Guido Sarducci is not a real clergyman, so perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that his comedy record, I Won't Be Twisting This Christmas, is not funny. This one is, though, unintentionally. It goes to show that taste changed, because it was the American number one at Christmas 1952. It now sounds, well, listen yourself to Jimmy Boyd's original hit version of a song that has become a standard.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy kick off Santa Claus underneath his big so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus that night.
In some cases, the Christmas originals still sound great, like Gene Autry's Rudolph. But Jimmy Boyd's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus makes us glad that his voice must have changed by now. And what about the American number one from Christmas 1948? Spike Jones made some of the funniest records ever released, but now his All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth does not seem to be one of them.
There's a night before Christmas, and all through the house, and a creature is stirred, not even the mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see all sight from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, and I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I couldn't say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. See if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
There's proof positive the taste change, a number one from 32 years ago. Still, there are plenty of Spike Jones records that remain a delight to hear. The same cannot be said of Augie Rios. Here's another case of perception changing with the years. When I was just a little gambo growing up near New York City, this was a Christmas radio regular, probably because the city's Puerto Rican population related to the obviously Spanish-language vocalist. Augie Rios was my age, and I thought the record both cute and emotional. When I played it in all seriousness on my Christmas Eve program last year, Mike Reed said over the intercom, "What is that awful record?" I had to reevaluate my childhood judgment and accept that maybe Augie Rios' Donde Está Santa Claus does belong in this program.
Mamacita. Mamacita.
little Augie Rios with his 50s release, Donde Está Santa Claus? I hope you found him. In case the past hour has given you the impression that it's impossible to make a good Christmas novelty record, let's dispel that fear right now. Anyone who has ever put something unfunny or unintentionally funny down on disc has probably been trying to achieve the standard of effect created by David Seville and his VeriSpeed tape recorder in 1959. He invented the Chipmunks, three different versions of his own voice. And the Chipmunk song was an American number one that inspired a series of Chipmunk records, some of them well known in Britain.
All right, you Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I think we are. Yeah, let's get down.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Nicholas.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it. Alvin.
Alvin. Very good, boys.
Let's do it again. Yeah, let's
do it. No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
Oh, wait a minute, boys.
That's right.
Adam, cut that out. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
That just about wraps it. The Folly and the Ivy. The best of the worst of Christmas. And the Chipmunk song thrown in to show how all the others could have done it, but didn't. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. New Year. Now there's an idea for another program. I wonder if there have been any Duff New Year's records. Good night.
unique version of Auld Lang Syne by the Yobs brings to an end The Folly and the Ivy. Paul Gambaccini presented those ghosts from Christmas past, and the producer was Trevor Dan.
Yes, Radio 1's award-winning series, 25 Years of Rock, now has a sequel. 26 Years of Rock, 1980, is Adrian Just's contribution to your Boxing Day fund. 1 o'clock to 2:30 on Boxing Day. Brighton Beach, Reggie Cretz, Death of a Princess, West Summer on Record, Ronald Reagan, The Mini Metro. This was 1980, a vintage year.
We are joking, aren't we?
A definitive look at 1980 with Adrian Just and 26 Years of Rock. 1 o'clock to 2:30 Boxing Day on Radio 1. It's going to be a cracker.
Now it's 8 o'clock, and here's Peter Clayton.